That's your news update at 4 minutes past six.
Mornings in Waterford have never sounded so good. It's the Big Breakfast Blah with Ollie and Dimfna on WLR.
It's WLR. And a very good big hi this morning to Elaine and to Romy. We met at the Waterford News and Star Green Room Awards.
We did indeed. They so kindly came up to us afterwards and they were just the nicest people.
Good folk, can I say.
Really good. And they seem to have had an absolute ball. And the interest in theatre, oh my goodness me.
I'll tell you now, they're going to let you in a little secret. They're going to see Take That later on this year. So that is going to be a big deal. So on foot of all of that, we're going to play some Take That for you. This is Giants taking this updated new sport, All You Need to Know. 7 Red, that's Fairground on Waterford's WLR, taking us to 16 minutes past 7 this morning. Gemma Delaney's On the Fringe programme aired last night, and she always is interesting people to talk to in the art circle here in Waterford, indeed further afield. And a gentleman I knew in years back, haven't seen him in a while, but a very talented individual, and that is David Duffy. He's been in a few bands, great musician in his own right. He's been making a bit of a name for himself nationally and abroad as well, and he has a whole new project coming up as he's involved himself in the jazz world, but it makes for an interesting conversation on how somebody kind of pursues a dream in life. But anyway, Gemma was speaking to him, and this was just a little bit of that conversation. Have a listen.
So take us back, I suppose, to what's the origin story? It's like you're a comic book character. What's the origin story of David Duffy? How did you get involved?
A long story in many ways. There was always a guitar in the house. My brother had an acoustic guitar, so that kind of started me on that road.
Yes, Westlifers, when you're looking like that.
Ray Coakley just knocked at the door here and he says, can I just quickly go through the lyrics there? She's 5'10", wearing a cat suit, and she's got bandy eyes. And I went, what? And I said, Bambi eyes, Ray. And he said, I was thinking in the car, he said, she had it all going for her. She's 5'10", she's wearing her cat suit, and God love her, her eyes are not right at all.
Into the pantheon of misheard lyrics that goes. Anyway.
Why is that not being used? And it was that thinking that led me to eventually get to the point where I set up my own company.
Mental health awareness is very important. And I think that in today's day and age, it shouldn't be a tick-the-box exercise in industries.
That's a key value of the business, is that we are on the sustainable road.
The Hot Desk, WLR's business programme with Mary O'Neill. Wednesdays after the 6 p.m. news. Stay local. Trust WLR.
Sarah Lou, My Forever. Just gone 7:30. Kyle is the morning's news and sport.
Thanks very much, Ollie. The media minister claims the former chair of the RTE board indicated she would resign last week. Appearing before the Oireachtas Media Committee last night, Minister Catherine Martin said Shuni Rahali suggested she would walk away if she received a letter seeking a meeting. Publicans in Waterford City and County have welcomed the news that no further bylaws are being put in place following a meeting of Strategic Policy Committee held yesterday. The local authority were considering whether any controls should be put on outdoor dining areas.
Sports news on WLR.
With H&H Motors Renault. 10-day used car sale now on.
Beginning with boxing, Waterford boxer Keelan Cassidy flies to Italy this afternoon for the first world qualification tournament ahead of the Paris Olympics. The Saviour's Crystals boxer missed on qualification at the European Games last summer, but now has a second bite of the cherry in Milan. He says he has one simple goal.
Performance is the main thing. I'm just going out here to perform, and I know where I'm at. I boxed Olympic silver medalist that I was beating going into the third round, you know, and I got beat on a countback, which is, I thought was a harsh decision.
Well, it's a showery old middle of the week, and if you're feeling a bit maybe worse for wear or a bit down on yourself, something to cheer you up. Kyle Butler spoke recently to Stevie Mulrooney on a visit to Waterford, and he, you might remember, was the little guy who was singing at the Ireland rugby game that weekend and inspired so many people. He was just something else, but he's just an amazing individual. And this is just a little short clip of that interview. As I say, if you're feeling a little down in need of a lift, this is the man to bring exactly that your way today.
Now, so I'm joined by Stevie. And Stevie, you're very famous, I have to say, in the past few weeks, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And tell me, why are you so famous in the past few weeks?
Because I sang Ireland's Call in the Aviva Stadium.
You certainly did, and that was in front of thousands of people. How did you feel when you were singing?
I felt great.
Well, we're starting a new slot on the show today and delighted to welcome into studio Gemma Delaney of The Spin Home. Good to see you, Gemma.
You can't get away from it.
You know what? If it's not The Spin Home, it's something else.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. But getting back to what this is all about, it's Gemma's ones to watch.
Yes.
So whether it's coming up on the big screen, small screen or whatever, she has it all and the recommendations. And we're going to start with the jury.
Okay, so it's really, I think this is really dynamic because it's so hard to find a new angle on things, right? Mm-hmm. Everything has been done before. How do you come up with a new idea? So Channel 4, in fairness to them, like they of Big Brother fame, they're good at coming up with new novel ideas. They've come up with this concept. It is a reenactment of an actual trial that took place.
Like a good legal drama.
So it's like 12 Angry Men type
situation.
No, like this is what's really unique about it. It's like a murder mystery weekend, except there's two separate juries. And the question that they're posing to the public is, how reliable are juries?
And also, just to remind you that Ticketmaster, the tickets go on sale for Bryan Adams tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. But we had two pre-sale tickets to give away on the show today. And I go say hello to Jackie Coughlin. Jackie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
I am great. Listen, good to be talking to you. Yourself and Bryan Adams and your now hubby go back a little bit. I won't say it was a trisome of some description, but explain.
Well, it's the first proper concert I ever went to with Paul when we were courting, as they say, all those years ago. We went to see him in the RDS in Dublin.
And Bryan Adams had an influence on your wedding day.
Oh, he did, yeah. We were that song was actually number one when we were going out. So
Everything I Do, I Do It For You, yes.
Yeah, Everything I Do, yeah.
So that was your
first dance.
Oh, very good. Well, it sounds like you have a few memories to be rekindling there. And the good news is you've won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Bryan Adams June 11th live at the Marquee, Cork.
Oh, thanks a million. Woohoo! Delighted, Ollie.
That's going to be amazing.
I'll be delighted when I go home and tell him.
It's Friday Night Soccer on WLR, live from Galway, thanks to McConnell's Toyota Waterford. The Blues thumped Drogheda 4-1 in their first away game of the season. Can they make it back-to-back wins on the road when they take on the Tribesmen?
It's a solid start to the season, nothing more than that. Difficult game away next week to Galway, and you know, we're looking forward to that challenge.
Join Ray Scott and John Frost for live commentary of Waterford FC versus Galway United from Eamon DC Park this Friday on WLR. Thanks to McConnell's Toyota Waterford.
We're also going to hear from Pascal Donoghue and Matt Shanahan and maybe from John Cummins as well. So there's lots of things happening. Matt and Pascal had a bit of a to-do in the Dáil yesterday. Here's a tiny little clip of it.
Why in a decade that hospital received just one third of all the capital funding given to each of the other eight Model 4s? And you can shake your head, Minister, and think you've heard it all before, but you haven't heard it all before. And I can promise you, your constituent colleague, when he stands on the door, will be hearing it. Because people in Waterford and the South East, Minister, are growing tired.
Deputy, can I remind you, it doesn't stop you from turning up to all the different announcements that are announced by government. You're there. You're eager enough to You're eager enough to take the credit for all the progress the government is making.
Oh, yeah, it was getting tasty in the Dáil yesterday. And
the issue is the investment, and as part of Team Waterford, that's all I was putting forward, but the Minister chose not to respond.
Okay, Senator John Cummins, you're on the line there.
Good morning, Damien.
What do you have to say to Matt Shanahan, Senator?
Yeah, well, look, I think Minister Donoghue was calling out what he saw as the hypocrisy of some independents who sit on the fence. They don't support budgets, they criticise the government, and then they turn up to ribbon-cutting for projects that have been delivered by government. And Matt is involved in politics for the last 4 or 5 years, and many of those projects that I'm talking about have been delivered over the last 10 years by Fine Gael in government.
So that's a no.
The new Waterford GAA Supporters Club is launching soon. And to celebrate this, we're delighted to give 5 lucky Waterford kids a chance to win the brand new Waterford GAA jersey. Tune in each day to the Big Breakfast Blah with me, Ollie.
And me, Dimfna, all this week for more. WLR, proud supporters of Waterford GAA and the new Waterford GAA Supporters Club.
Let's go straight now to this nature restoration law. A very interesting and very important political debate. I really do mean that. So don't just think, oh, we're going to talk about something boring and something that's just in Europe. No, this is a very important piece of legislation that will have to be implemented in Ireland in many different aspects. 11 out of the 13 Irish MEPs voted in favour of the change. Sean Kelly says the Fine Gael MEPs, they voted against the European People's Party, of which they are a group, against their stance in the law, as he says Fine Gael believe it's a fair and balanced deal. Yeah, he's been talking to our colleagues in Radio Kerry. This is what he had to say.
We got extra flexibilities and guarantees, particularly for farmers, for any measures that they voluntarily contribute to. Also, it was not easy for us in Fine Gael. We had to go against our group again. But I said that we would do the right thing. And the right thing for nature was to vote in favour of this bill. And now, of course, the funding will have to be supplied by the Commission. So I think it's a positive for everybody.
Sean Kelly, as you know, is Fine Gael. Patrick O'Donovan is also Fine Gael. Patrick O'Donovan is Minister of State with responsibility for the OPW, the Limerick TD. Has been on this programme a number of times, and he texted me yesterday evening saying he was very annoyed at his party's stance on this. He believes that this will open a terrible vista. He says he's disappointed and this vote will be felt, and the implications and ramifications of this vote will be felt for many years to come in communities all around the country, from Ballysaggart to Cheek Point. And he joins me now on the line. Minister Patrick O'Donovan, good morning.
Morning, Damien, and morning to your listeners.
You're disappointed that Fine Gael didn't really have a say in the vote and in the whole issue regarding the restoration law. Why, Minister of State Patrick O'Donovan? Tell me, please.
Look, I've been on your programme on more than one occasion talking about the difficulties that we have as a country, but that I have as a minister with delivering schemes that will protect people from the worst effects of climate change, and particularly flooding.
Good morning, Malcolm Byrne.
Good morning, Damien, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you very much for talking to me. We've a packed programme this morning, so I won't keep you too long. Your response and your sort of summation of what happened last night.
So this saga, as I'm sure your listeners know, has been running since last July, and it has more twists and turns, I think, than an RTE drama. We've got to keep an eye on the big picture stuff as well, in that at the end of this, we need to have a national public service broadcaster, because public service broadcasting, whether it's WLR or RTE, is really important in our democracy. But that said, RTE is clearly in the middle of a mess. And, you know, every few weeks, something new seems to emerge.
I love running. I love the buzz I get from the run. I love the fact I can clear my head.
It gives me a buzz every day. It lifts me mood.
I love the buzz it gives me. I feel great afterwards.
Love running? Love the WLR Waterford Viking Marathon. Sunday, 23rd of June. With thanks to JOMA, Bausch & Lomb, Sanofi, DG Foods and Waterford Council. To register, stride onto waterfordvikingmarathon.com.
I just love it.
Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. This is the second part of our special on bees, and today we're going to find out why beekeepers are so concerned about an invasive species called the Asian hornet. Colette O'Connell is Education Officer and PRO with the County Waterford Beekeepers Association and PRO for the Irish Beekeepers.
Empire of the Sun there, and we are the people. Good afternoon. Welcome along. It's Jeff here at the Lunchbox, along with our friends at Boland's Hyundai. Here till 3 o'clock, loads of stuff on. Lunchbox has the last hour as the time tunnel. Kind of a golden hour. Some nice memories there. We've also tickets today to give away for Mick Flannery with special guest our own Susan O'Neill, Friday 21st of June in Live at the Marquee. So listen out for Mick Flannery's song. That's going to be the cue to call. And I think that might happen between 1 and 2. Listen out for that Mick Flannery song. Text us in with your details. That's Erica Cody there, Love Me Like I Do. That's great news. Ferrybank must be thrilled to bits, and the whole of Waterford City and County to our own John O'Shea, head coach of the Republic of Ireland team. Should be interesting. If anybody knows what they're doing, it'll be our own John. So good luck to John O'Shea with that new gig.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime. Music from the movies, songs from the shows.
Welcome to the rack. If you come from away, you probably understand about a half of what we say.
Showtime with Wayne Brown. Sunday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. on WLR. FYI, your Waterford guide to what's on.
Here's a little treat for country music fans. Internationally renowned Irish singer and performer and author Sandy Kelly will be in conversation discussing her autobiography, In My Own Words, in Dungarvan Library on Saturday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. It's a free event, but booking is required. Contact the library in Dungarvan. Their number.
This is Waterford at 1.
Good afternoon. This is your lunchtime news with Kyle Butler and Jordan Norris. Today's top stories. A rally is being staged by the National Union of Journalists at RTE this lunchtime.
A Waterford TD has criticised the government for not investing enough in Waterford.
And in sports, John O'Shea has been appointed as the Ireland head coach on an interim basis.
One of Waterford's longest-serving councillors has announced that he is not seeking re-elections this June. Labour's Ger Barron was first elected in 1999 and served as the mayor of County Waterford in 2006. The Kilmacthomas councillor told WLR News about his reasons for making his decision.
There's a couple of good reasons. There's reasons of my age in one thing. I'm 25 years at it, and it was never meant to be a career anyway.
This is WLR.
Don't you want me?
The sound of Waterford. The soundtrack to your day. WLR, the sound of Waterford.
Bonnie Tyler, or that's Nikki French, 95. Oh, big on the charts though, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Had people tapping their feet and dancing around. In that year, at the very end of the year, Jack Charlton retired as manager of the Irish football team on the day that it's announced that John O'Shea is head coach for the Irish soccer team as well, which is great news. Come on, Ferrybank. Sitcom Father Ted, written by Arthur Matthews and Graham Linehan, and starring Dermot Morgan, the late Dermot Morgan, and Ardal O'Hanlon, first aired on Channel 4. The Eurovision Song Contest was on again in Ireland. Samantha Mumba there, and that's always Come Back to Your Love from 2001. Did you get that? 2001? That long ago. Anyway. That's the way they come up. And a bit of stuff on the press this week about herself and her family back here in Ireland as well. She moved back. She was in LA, and I think she just didn't like it very much. She didn't want to bring the kids up there. And she brought them back to the big smoke. That's where I leave you today. Thanks, Amelia, for listening in. Thanks to Audrey. And, of course, Boland's Hyundai. Keep it here for Gemma at the other side of the news. And we're in Dungarvan tomorrow. Cliona Hagan's going to join me tomorrow. She's got a gig on Saturday in the Theatre Royal, our lovely Dolly Parton show. Cliona will be with us around 12:30 tomorrow. We finish with Planet Funk. The Darts song, is that that? Yeah, the Planet of the Darts. 180!
Hello, Waterford. Are you a member of a minority group and in need of some help in promoting your group? We've got fantastic news for you. WLR is excited to announce free media training exclusively for minority groups in our community, right here in County Waterford. Thanks to the support from Commissioner Naman, this programme is fully funded by the television licence fee, making it accessible to everyone. If you are from an ethnic minority, religious minority, a group helping the elderly or immigrant community, maybe a group promoting disability issues, imagine unleashing your potential and telling your unique story to Waterford. This is your chance. To apply, it's simple. Just shoot an email to training@wlrfm.com. Tell us a bit about your interests and your group. This is your time to be heard and make a difference. WLR is connecting communities. Apply now and let us tell your story.
Deep Blue something. But do you remember the year? Let me tell you. 1996, all the way back.
Classic 90s on the spin home on WLR. Thank you, Mr. Harris, as always. And it's Andy in for Gemma all the way through till 6 this afternoon into evening. On the spin home here on WLR. Entertainment news, the very latest on the way within 20 minutes. Lady. I'd like to think there's no real need for a crash helmet on the spin home this afternoon between now and 6. And we get another check on the travel, as I say, within the hour.
FYI, your Waterford guide to what's on.
Right, something happening on Friday. The Kilmacow Camogie Club are set to host a family bingo night. It's in Kilmacow Community Centre. Eyes down at 7:30 on Friday night. Refreshments served and raffle on the night. Two of the greatest rock acts of all time are celebrating 50 years in the business this year, and the good news is they're coming to Dublin for a doubleheader before the year is out. We got the latest on that and more in the entertainment news on the way.
From Kilmeaton to Kilrossenty, you're listening to the only station that loves Waterford as much as you. Thanks for staying local and trusting WLR.
Elton and Britney on a spin home on WLR. And the crew at the Roe Crevin Medical Centre in Slieve Keel have been on to us here at WLR. They say the phone lines are down through no fault of their own, but they are trying to rectify the problem. Now that essential line of communication is back over the next half an hour to an hour or so. Again, the phone lines down at the Roe Crevin practice in Slieve Keel.
Top corner in this.
That's the thing I think we strive for, is to win one of them championships.
Chance for Jamie. What can he do? Back into that goal! What an all for Wild
Ireland! Hi, Tomás McCarthy here. Tune in to Lorna Parke every Friday evening on WLR for all the latest interviews and analysis from the world of Waterford GAA.
Thanks to Solar Shore, part of the Waterford Insulation Group. Your local solar PV panel installers for the southeast. See solarshore.ie.
Break even from the script on WLR Spin Home with thanks to Tom Murphy Car Sales. It's almost 4:30. Let's check on the afternoon top stories. And the latest is Jordan.
Thanks very much, Andy. RTE's Director General says what's going on at the broadcaster has been horrendous for all staff. Kevin Backhurst addressed that at this afternoon's rally in Donnybrook. They want the government to confirm a new model of funding for public service broadcasting. While conditional planning permission has been granted for a 74-unit housing development at Knockboy on the Dunmore Road in Waterford City, this large-scale development was previously appealed by a number of locals. And one of Waterford's longest-serving councillors has announced he is not seeking re-election this June. Labour's Ger Barron was first elected in 1999 and had served as the mayor of County Waterford in 2006.
Lovely stuff, Jordan. Are you well yourself?
All good, Andy. Fair
me. That's the job. Better than the weather, says you.
Definitely better than the weather, yeah. Great news on John O'Shea today as well.
Yeah, fantastic. He's in charge of two games, huh?
Yeah.
Was it Belgium and Sweden, I think?
Belgium and Switzerland, yeah.
Belgium and Switzerland.
We'll see what happens there. But
I can't think of a better guy to maybe get a decent result for the boys in green.
Well, I suppose it's a bit somewhat of a free hit. The expectations are so low now, to be honest, Andy. But yeah, look, it's great for John. And look, we all see, I know apparently we'll have a new manager in early April, we'll see. But look, I think it's great for him. It's something that's a well-deserved opportunity.
Absolutely. Let's see how he goes. And fingers crossed for some great results, as you say, against both Belgium and upcoming games with Switzerland as well. Jordan, more from you at 5:00.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy.
From Tallow to Grace Dew, you're listening to the only station that loves Waterford as much as you. Thanks for staying local and trusting WLR.
WLR. 1981. Betty Davis herself in her 60s when that was actually first recorded, and more than pleased with the Kim Carnes version. Betty Davis Eyes on the spin home of Tom Murphy Car Sales. And just to mention something special, a little special happening at the City Hall this evening, and it's being put on by Waterford New Communities Network. And it's an event tonight, as I say, 6 p.m. City Hall. It's basically for all new communities living in Waterford, for all nationalities. And just about everybody's been welcomed in there with open arms, organised by a lady called Sheila. And as I say, running from 6 until 8 o'clock this evening as part of the Network and Information Evening, open to all communities living in Waterford City this evening at City Hall on the Mall. 5:10. Music's great always here on the Spin Home, and one of the finest ever artists to play Waterford City has to be this guy, David Graham.
This year's love it, Italy's.
Togabugge, Air WLR.
Togabugge, Lomhain, Portugal, Hingisa, Idara Nyogsa De, Gach Iha Saharan, Air WLR. An Ciolas Fiar, Nasca La Crack, Agus Kind. Be Lum, Agus Toga Bugge.
It's the business.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors.
Good evening, you're very welcome along to tonight's Hot Desk. Delighted as always with your company between now and 7 o'clock this evening. I'm going to hear why the Irish Hotels Federation is worried about the year ahead. I'll be joined by Aidan Quirk, who owns the Round Tower Hotel in Ardmore and is a Southeast rep for the Irish Hotels Federation. He'll chat to me about some of the things that were discussed at a recent conference. Also, we will continue our Spotlight on Women's Leaders in Waterford series, which I have to say I'm really enjoying. Our guest tonight is Anne Power. She's the owner and founder of Powerhouse PR. Anne is based in Tremor. She doesn't often do interviews, so I'm very much looking forward to hearing her story too. Hard to believe that time of the year has come around again, but Local Enterprise Week kicks off around the country in March, with Waterford being no exception. Local Enterprise Week Waterford starts Monday the 4th and runs to the 8th of March. I'm delighted now to be joined in studio by Head of Enterprise with the Local Enterprise Office, Garth Evans. How are you, Garth?
Excellent, thanks. Yeah, really excited about this upcoming week.
The Hot Desk. A Spotlight of Women Leaders in Waterford on WLR.
Yeah, so it is episode 4 of this great series, Spotlight on Women's Leaders in Waterford. We heard from Regina Mangan of Liberty Blue Estate Agents. We heard from Louise Grubb, who of course is the owner of Trivium Vet and had many exciting businesses over the years. And Aisling O'Neill was the first guest on this series. Aisling is the manager of Arc Labs. Tonight, though, it is the turn of Anne Power. Anne is based in Tremore. Anne founded Powerhouse PR back in 2009, so 15 years ago. She's somebody who's often behind the scenes setting up interviews, as we discussed, but she doesn't often do them herself. I called out to Anne at her home in Tremor over the weekend and we had a chat, and here is your chance to listen back on that. Anne, you're a Waterford native and you are part of my Women's Leaders in Waterford series. I don't think I've ever interviewed you actually on the Hot Desk or any other show on WLR, so it's really nice to talk to you, and I think our listeners would love to hear your own journey towards setting up Powerhouse PR.
Thank you very much for having me on, Mary. Yes, these aren't opportunities that I take up very often. And
the debut hit for Scottish woman Sheena Easton, Modern Girl. The year was 1980, and the follow-up turned out to be an even bigger hit, 9 to 5. Wednesday, 28th of February. Hopefully everything has gone well with your day, and maybe now you can stay with me for WLR's Ultimate Decades playlist. It'll be rolled out between now and 10.
Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea?
Flowers and Miley Cyrus, and we had Alphaville Big in Japan for Martha and Sharon. Throughout the week on all of the shows, we have tickets to give away for some of the big gigs coming up in the months ahead, live at the Marquee in Cork. In fact, tomorrow evening, I'll be giving away a pair of tickets for Damien Dempsey, live at the Marquee on Saturday, 8th of June. Join me tomorrow if you'd like to win. Here's a woman celebrating her birthday today. Marketa Erglova, 36. Here she is with Glenn Hansard, Falling Slowly.